The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this 19th day of January 2017. And in Washington, D.C., in front of the Masonic Reflecting Pool, we've got the Donald Trump pre-inauguration stuff going on. We'll get to that later on in the program. But right now, if it's the third Thursday of the month, which I do believe it is, and waiting in the wings is my good friend Gerald Celente. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, third Thursday. I can't believe it already. I'm so quick.
I'm thinking here while I'm talking, and it's real hard for me to do because I have to think real hard to chew bubblegum and walk at the same time. But it's almost the third week of January, and I'm not even used to 2016, let alone 2017. Man.
Yep.
Well, I got to tell you, Gerald, we had a little sense here at the network that Donald J. Trump would be elected. We have had, for Mike, how long? Was it a year, year and a half we've been running Trump phenomenon on this network? Yeah, which year and a half? Closer to two. Gerald, we started this a long time ago. This was before even the debates where the 16 Republican clowns or us got on stage and competing for the presidency of the United States. We kind of had a sense that this Trump thing was going to be a lot bigger. And I sat and I watched the news medias, especially the lefties, and you can include nothing but communists there, NBC, Communist News Network, CNN, ABC, CBS, it didn't matter. They were all laughing at Donald Trump. And then I watched the night that he got the vote. And he was the president-elect, and I just watched them melt down the snowflakes. It was a blizzard, but it was a meltdown at the same time. So here we are. The festivities are already going on in Washington, D.C. Tomorrow at noon, this guy gets sworn in. I am somewhat encouraged because I'm taking a look at who he's picking and what he has planned. And this immigration thing may not be as much as everybody wants, but I can tell you what, they stopped this catch-and-release program. It almost sounds like it comes from the Department of Natural Resources, catch-and-release. But this, Gerald, this is what they were doing with criminals, or should we say illegals in this country that had committed a crime, and then they just kicked them right out the back door to re-release them in society. There was 175,000 of them. This time around, this law was repealed, and this catch-and-release program has ended. So, economy, illegal alien status. I think the schools are looking at a breakup here of the public fool system. The left is absolutely insane here. But more importantly, what this is has to do with the unions. And, Gerald, I got to say, the winds of political change are, for the first time last month, on Fox News, I actually heard the C word used. No, not that one. The one referring to communist, openly calling people in this country, the Democrat left, openly calling them communist. So I'm kind of encouraged here because I see a lot of jobs, a lot of corporations responding to Trump saying, hey, we're committing to creating this many jobs. And I don't know, Gerald, what would you prefer? Hillary, I know you don't believe in the POTUS stuff here, and you're neither here nor there, and I'm not either. You know, if he would have ran as an independent, I wouldn't have cared. If he would have ran as a libertarian, and I still can't figure out who the hell the libertarians are. But Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, what do you look for in 2017?
Well, you know, we had forecast Trump a winner in the May Trends Journal. And so I believe we're the only publication that out there. I know some people have said it, but in put it, you know, in as far as publications go, you know, we had forecast he's a winner, and we've done a 180 on our economic forecast since he's gotten elected. I mean, almost immediately, within 3 or 4 days afterwards, and again, it's documented. It's on our Trends in the News broadcasts that we do each weekday night. So here's the fact. Since November 8th, or 9th, I should say, to New Year's Day, the markets had its biggest spike since the election of Dwight D. Eisenhower, 1952. Then you look at small business optimism. It just had its biggest spike in December since 1980. Now, what's 1980? That's the year that Ronald Reagan gets elected, and we end this terrible period of stagflation and the Iran hostage crisis under Carter. Then you look at consumer confidence levels. They hit their highest levels since 2009, and that's when the commander-in-chief, the guy that lied his way into office with hope and change you could believe in, and is lying his way out of office, the commander Obama, remember the nation was very high on him. So we look at the facts. So there's the media world, the political world, and the real world. The media world and the political world, since day one after the election, have been attacking Trump. And these are the facts. You can go to the headlines of USA Today right after Trump is get elected. President-elect to go into office with 74 lawsuits, or worse to that effect. The Russians are coming, the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming, the yeah. Russians are coming.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you and I had this discussion. The last time I was on the air with you, and I said, it's not going to happen. The fight for the Electoral College vote. And you played that video of those little clowns, those Hollywood little nothings, telling the electoral people to change their vote. Mm-hmm. So then we heard all that news for how long?
A long time.
So now just to keep putting it together. We're going to have a vote recount over there in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin and in Michigan. Because Hillary Clinton wins those, she becomes the president. So that's all the news we've heard. And we're missing the news of the real world. But when you look at the news of the real world and you look at the stock market spikes, you look at the optimism in small businesses and consumer confidence. And by the way, the liars lie, but the numbers don't lie. You just saw a spike in December retail sales. A lot of this is built on the confidence. The same thing, by the way, that's going on in the UK. Their GDP has grown much more than anticipated following the Brexit vote. When every clown expert out there, all they called was for disaster. So what Trump is doing, it's the message, not the messenger. Even if we had a more articulate messenger than him, because this guy kept sabotaging himself, it would have even been bigger. The people are disgusted with what is. And now you go back to Trump, and then you look at some of his appointments. You know, when I have a legal issue, and by the way, you know, you keep hearing about fake news. Google defended fake news that was defaming me. I had to bring them to the Second District Court in New York City. That's the place where you go to for these type of lawsuits. This is like the one that you see that Law and Order and they're walking up those stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I had to hire a top law firm out of New York City. It cost me deep into six figures to get a phony site down that was put up called the Gerald Celente blog. That SOB, Eric Schmidt, and I'm spelling it only properly because it's an SH and an IT into it. They brought their chief counsel to New York City because they refused to take down a fake news site of a Gerald Celente blog that was defaming me because they were making so much money from it, from AdSense, the Google ads. So when we go back and we look at the fake news and who Trump has beaten, and I'm talking about getting a top attorney, he's brought in top people to defend us against the trade practices that Slimer, Slick Willie Clinton, and the Bidens and the rest of the sellouts and the Bushes have pushed upon us, that have robbed us of our jobs and our middle-class lives. So if I had to hire a top attorney from New York City at a prior Cashman, I want a Wilbur Ross to defend me on trade policies. I want a Mnuchin to represent me on these tax issues that are unfair. I want a Tillerson to defend me and put my country's rights before anybody else's if they do it on our behalf. So when I look at the people he's picked in those levels, I'm all for it.
Well, Jeff Sessions, he's made it. He's going to be the attorney general. And there was a rumor on the street that was a little above the whisper that he wasn't going to indict Hillary Clinton. And then right on the heels of that, we saw a couple of stories that said, hold the phone here. The inspector general is going to be real active because they can go after any agency, anything that they want, and inspect anything. And the IG is going to pick up on Hillary Clinton. Now, she's been missing in action. Supposedly, they're going to prop her up and dolly her in tomorrow for the inauguration. But you've not seen Bill. They're shutting down the Clinton Foundation. They only have a skeleton crew left, 20 people, and they're going to shut that thing down. And I'm sure they're looking to shred and burn any evidence that's humanly possible. But she's way in over her head. So I look for the IG sometime next year to reopen this. Obama did not pardon Hillary Clinton, one of the main reasons, and I saw a story today, Gerald. It might be pre-pardon. He might have pre-pardoned her. Well, how do you pardon somebody if they've not been officially charged with a crime? And he's gone as of 11:59:59 tomorrow officially.
Well, I can't wait till he leaves.
Well, and I
have to hear him talk to me as folks anymore.
Well, and the
folks
and the culture is changing here, Gerald. I just recently watched the House of Commons over in England openly discussing why people of Parliament are attending Bilderberg meetings. The wonderful architects here of global governance and this interoperability and, how should we say, being snagged and hooked to each other through this global transnational corporation, whatever. I'm seeing Davros, I forget the guy's name, Schickelgruber or whatever it is, that went over representing Trump's interest, and he basically told him and said, look, Donald...
Scaramucci, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Scaramucci. I almost said Scaramunga, but that was a James Bond.
I think that's it.
Yeah, it is. It is now that you said it. I recognize it. But at any rate, he said, look, we're all for the free trade, but it's got to be fair trade, and we're going to be reworking deals. So what I'm seeing here is a president that is not beholden to anybody. And here's a big news flash for you, Gerald. My sources are telling me that these emails, where did these emails come from? That Julian Assange, he didn't make these up, and he plays his role here clean as a whistle. He said if he would have gotten anything on Trump that they could have verified that was sent to WikiLeaks, they would have posted it. What they got were the emails about Hillary Clinton, and they posted them. When Fox News, Sean Hannity, asked him, well, where did these emails come from? He would not give up his source. He said, that's why I'm able to do what I do. I protect my sources. He's been in self-imposed exile by his own actions for damn near 5 years. And the whisper, and I mean real, real whisper, you barely hear it. It was actually underlings in the CIA that sent that information over to WikiLeaks to post it. It wasn't Russia. And that's why you're seeing these intelligence agencies, the heads of them, like James Clapper and Comey.
Oh, God. Oh. I'll have to look at that guy again.
Oh, oh my God. And what is happening? What is happening? Gerald, Clapper, the point here. No kidding. The point.
I mean, you could have a cartoon character. These guys should be in Marvel comic books.
The point about this is, and I have said this, and I know they listen and they monitor this program. They have to, because we're on a terrorist watch list, because we are truly for the Republic. We understand. We've dug through the history. We can tell you which way it turned, when, what date, who was involved. All the subtle minutiae and all the PowerPoints throughout the American history we have presented on this network. That makes us the fake news. But when I had reminded people, Gerald, that, look, I don't give a damn what you've signed, what oath you took, or what policy your department or agency follows. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. And apparently these intelligence agencies, or the lower rungs down, were the ones that sent this information over to WikiLeaks. And let's be honest here, Gerald, if it was not for Julian Assange, I think we'd be seeing tomorrow noon the piano-legged lesbian being sworn in.
I agree with you that Assange is played a huge role in defeating Clinton, no question about it.
Well, we have a little problem here with debt. My friend Ron Paul, when we were running into each other and I was attending his events and I'd have him on air, he told me, he said, look, our debts and liabilities, and this includes the current bill for Medicare, Medicaid, the spending spree, all of this combined, whether it's the plunge protection team for Wall Street, just to give them a little boost, for the banks that were too big to fail, that should have failed, upwards of $150 trillion, Gerald.
Yeah, I've heard even higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the deal with this, and I, you know me. I mean, I've been, I got it wrong a number of times. You know, I thought the crash would happen in 2010, then 2012,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't because of things like quantitative easing.
That's exactly why it didn't happen. That's the only
reason.
Exactly.
I know, and that's the point I'm trying to make. The point is this: they're going to do everything to keep this Ponzi scheme going, and they can get away with it because the rest of the world is so weak. So they could keep... Look at the dollar now. You just... Again, I've heard numbers as high as $220 trillion in debt. Look at what's going on in China.
Yep.
Their debt went from roughly $500 billion 20 years ago to $30 trillion today. Their real estate market is starting to collapse after they've been pumping it up for how long? The yuan is now at 8-year lows against the dollar. And this is where Trump is 100% wrong, by the way. They're not devaluing it purposely. They've spent over $1 trillion in reserves to try to stop the capital outflows. That's one of the reasons why, by the way, Bitcoin went so high so fast.
Mm-hmm.
94% of the Bitcoin action in December was in the decline of the yuan. It was coming out of China. So what I'm saying is, going back to the United States, there's no strong currencies out there. Look at the strength the dollar is gaining since Trump got into office. It's now at 14-year highs. And Trump's just trying to chalk down the dollar. He's not going to be able to because they're going to raise interest rates. And the higher interest rates goes, the stronger the dollar goes. So we could keep the Ponzi scheme, or Ponzi-nomics, as I call it, going, because you don't have anything in its way. Remember everybody was talking about the BRICS 3 or 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talks about them anymore. BRICS have collapsed.
Well, and there's something else that's happening in China, Gerald. They're starting to lose their brain trust. There are people, innovators, people that create things, people with minds. They're leaving China. And guess where they're going? Trump put out, "We're in business" sign, hung it out in front of the White House, "We're in business." And people are they're trampling over each other to come to America because of Donald Trump.
They're going to a lot of places. They're going to Australia. You know, and again, they're also doing in China now. They're sending young kids, not college age kids, to school over here, to private schools. So you're 100% right. There's a brain drain going on as well, because so many of the big cities are so polluted, the congestion is terrible.
And
they can see, again, the problems in the future. So, again, going back to, you know, as a matter of fact, Ron Paul was the last person we voted for. That was the last person. And I respect him highly. And I agree with everything that he says. The only thing that I'm saying that why I got my forecasts wrong is that they keep coming up with schemes undreamed of to keep this Ponzi scheme going.
Do you think that Donald Trump, being a billionaire businessman, he understands the fundamental business operations, obviously. Do you think he's got a grand plan here for the Federal Reserve? Because that's the only landmine that I could see that's yet left untripped that could really affect his White House and the administration. Do you think Donald Trump has a game plan here in case the banks want to just pull the plug?
Well, the plug that they're going to pull is raise interest rates. And, you know, I've been following this for a lot of years, mm-hmm. and I believe they're going to raise them at least two more times. And they have to raise them, by the way. This is a war against we the people, the savers, because you can't put your money in the bank and it can't go anywhere. So there may be a pullback on the economy at some level. But if we have growth coming in from other levels, it's not going to make a difference. Because, you know, when you look at mortgage rates, I think it was like over the last 60 years, they averaged around 8.5 or something. It was very pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're down like 4.15 or something for a 30-year mortgage. So they can go up. And when the interest rates, you know, when you put your money in the bank and you get a return on it, that's very good for you. And we don't have that anymore. So if he brings, and again, you look at this guy, I mean, he's not even a president yet. And look what you're hearing, $1 billion General Motors is going to invest. Ford's going to make more cars over here. Fiat Chrysler is going to make more cars.
He even went after BMW.
I know. 35% tax on your cars. You make them down in Mexico.
That's right.
And so that's what I'm trying to say, that even if they try, the Federal Reserve won't be able to stop him. They're going to raise interest rates, and they need to raise interest rates. What interest rate rise will do is stop part of the Ponzi scheme that's called Wall Street. Because here's the facts, and the fact is this. The only reason Wall Street's gotten to where it is because of mergers and acquisitions and stock buybacks, because they're borrowing the money for nothing. Period, paragraph.
So
you might have a pullback on the stock market, but you might have general growth in the economy. Who cares what the stock market does as long as we have general growth in the economy?
Well, and people have come to realize firsthand, college students. Gerald, I called a foul here when I saw this starting to happen. student loans. Boy, they threw open the windows wide. Get an education. Colleges went, well, there's a lot of government money here, so let's just start hiking up our tuition rates. And they jacked them up sky high. And what happened? The student loans, well, they got the loans. There's interest on it. They graduate. If they graduated college to go into their elected fields and there were no jobs, that juice is still running on those loans. I was talking to a woman the other day that said, look, I'm out here now, and I can tell you right now, I can't pay off my student loan. I'll never be able to pay it off. So I think all of this collusionary emptying the pockets of the American people is going to come to a grinding halt under Trump. And I'm going to go out on a little limb here, and I'm going to tap dance real lightly. I think we may have underestimated what Donald Trump is going to do in 4 years.
Oh, look, that's what I said. We're very positive on the economy. We've done a 180 on it. We've got a businessman in there. I mean, here are the facts. Just to throw some quick ones out. Since Obama got elected, 95% of the wealth has gone to the 1%. That's a fact. A fact. This is a Harvard-Princeton fact. Obama brags, folks, I created 10 million jobs. Yeah, according to the Harvard-Princeton study, 94% of them are temporary jobs. Here's a fact. I mentioned about the equity markets being boosted by the zero interest rate policies. There's a big stock buybacks. So corporate profits are up 166% since Trump got in. I mean, since Obama got in. You know how much real wages have gone up?
They haven't.
3.4%.
Well, that got eaten up by inflation or devaluation.
Oh, yeah, way gone. Yeah. Look, boop. So that's what we're saying. Now we got a guy that's the liar-in-chief, who won the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize, that got us in, put 33,000 more troops into Afghanistan, destroyed Libya, destroyed Syria. We're in Sudan, Somalia. He's been at war his entire term in office. And now we're putting a businessman in there who talks about no more foreign entanglements, no more overthrowing these governments, and trying to make peace with Russia. And the liberals should be cheering, but because they're gutless little people with their quiche-eating grins and balsamic smiles, they're cowards, and they won't call their killer and murderer a murderer. So they're all very sad that Hillary Clinton, with all the blood on her hands, isn't president. So they're not representing the people that the Democrats used to represent.
Well,
they're representing psychopaths and sociopaths.
Well, Gerald, I mean, let's get down here with current day. Snoop Dogg, he issued a warning to all. He said, Uncle Tom, black people who dare to perform at the inauguration. Uncle Tom, how can you be a part of the American dream here if you're separating yourself and because you're now an Uncle Tom?
You know what I say to that? What do I care? What do I care with any? Because that's one of the important things. It's one of our top trends.
Tell you what, we're at the bottom of the hour, Gerald.
Can I come back for 5 more minutes?
You can come back for the rest of the hour if you'd like. There's probably people out there have been dying to talk to you by telephone, and we never have enough time to take any calls. So,
all right, well, I'll stay the rest of the hour.
All right, 800-313-9443. You heard it, folks. You're finally going to be able to talk to Gerald Celente. Holy mackerel. We'll be right back. Donald Trump and Gerald Celente on the same day.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In your eyes, the light, the heat, I am complete. See the doorway, the thousand churches.
Over at Davos, by the way, Gerald, they basically said, they told him we wasted $14 trillion over wars over the past 30 years. And we're going to put a stop to this.
Yep.
I've been doing this for a long time, and I find myself in disbelief and stumbling and bumbling because I've still not got my mind wrapped around this. Now, I know that we have had many years, many, many, many years. They're actually now using the term within their own circles of neocons and how these people are going to be gone. The military-industrial complex is going to be busted. That's been operating now for more than 60 years. The CIA and all of their machinations and their doings worldwide is going to come to a grinding halt. I can understand why the heads of these agencies, these neocon purveyors and the conduits, and the actionable themselves, the actionable ones, are starting to sweat. I can scarcely believe this.
Well, you know, I want to talk a little bit, and it all ties together here. This is one of our top trends for 2017. You know, we put out a list of the top trends for each year. Mm-hmm. The first one is make it new. And you mentioned Snoop Dogg, Snoopy Dogg, whatever his name is, maybe Snoopy Dogg. And I, who cares what he says? Here's a front page of the Business Day in the toilet paper of record, the New York Times. Bill Maher isn't high on Trump. What do I care? In Hollywood, a fear that the president-elect's critics will be targeted. In Hollywood, who cares? This is the point that I'm trying to make. It ties in exactly what you just said about with the CIA, the military-industrial complex, all of it's going. We're telling people to play the Trump card. Make it new is our top trend. Trump didn't only defeat Clinton. He defeated Obama. Obama campaigned, and you and I have been around a while, he campaigned more than any sitting president ever has. Folks, my legacy is on the line, and they need you to support it. Well, guess what? They didn't support it for Clinton. They didn't support it for the Senate, and the House got creamed. Oh, and by the way, state houses around the country as well went Republican. Had nothing to do with the Russians. It had to do with the Democratic track record. He didn't only beat Clinton and Obama. Trump also beat the mainstream media. That's why they came out with this fake news stuff. It's a fact. It's a fact. Every major newspaper supported Clinton. It's a fact that the CNNs and all the others, by the data, by the content analysis, they supported Clinton. Trump beat them. He didn't only beat Clinton, Obama, and the mainstream media. He beat Silicon Valley. The Zuckerbergs, the Schmidts. And again, going back to Julian Assange, we saw the WikiLeaks, how closely Google was working with the Clinton campaign. Now think of this. The greatest minds in the Silicon Valley with their algorithms and all their know-it-alls.
Yeah.
They lost.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't only lose. This all goes back to Snoopy Dogg over there. Hollywood lost. The Spielbergs, the Katzenbergs, they all lost. The $100,000 a plate dinners. Obama went during his candidacy, or his candidacy, he never stopped playing. And between basketball games, shooting pool, playing golf, he went to, in 8 years, he went back to California some 45 times at these $100,000 a plate fundraisers. So Hollywood lost. Clooney's lost. The De Niro's lost. You go back to Snoopy Dogg. The Beyoncé's lost, the Springsteen's lost, the Bon Jovi's lost. Hey, Jay-Z, you lost.
Yeah.
They all lost.
Get over
and
it.
This is what we're telling people as trend forecasters. It's very important. Take advantage of the situation. People want it new. That's what this is about. They're tired of everything. So when Snoopy Dogg barks something, nobody's listening.
Well, even
they're masturbating in public.
Yeah, I even Lady Gaga has been told at the Super Bowl halftime shenanigans, do not go political. You stick to your music, and that's it.
I really want to make this point.
Go ahead,
because people subscribe to us because of profit opportunities and telling them what to do in terms of where the trends are going. I just went through a whole list. All those media, you're successful, others are successful because you're filling gaps. People are tired of what Hollywood, the entertainment industry, the media is putting out, and the political parties. Because Trump didn't only beat the Democrats, he beat the Republicans. You could go back, and it's a fact, you could go back to a month before Election Day, less than a month, and you could hear little... what's his name? Ryan over there. Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
Or was he playing? Or was it Eddie Munster? I get him mixed up. Saying that he wouldn't support Trump. The Republican Party wasn't behind him. What I'm trying to tell listeners and subscribers, it's there for you to do what you want. It's an open game. Trump just showed it. So I'm going to make sneakers, and I'm going to sell them, and I'm going to stamp a Made in America with pride. And now I'm going to play the Trump card. I'm going to go up to Oregon, where Nike is up there, and I'm going to run ads. You play the Trump card. What did Trump do? First thing he did, First debate with the Republican debate, puts his arm on little Jeb Bush's shoulders and say, you know, Jeb, you're a nice guy, but you have cojones the size of a mothball in front of an international television. He took out the top guy.
Yep.
Now, this is what we're trying to tell people. Look at the election. Don't look at it for politics. Look at for what happened and how you could profit from it. So now I'm going to sell my sneakers, my athletic footwear. Okay, proper here. And I'm going to stamp it, Made in Pride in America. And I'm going to run ads. Phil Knight is a traitor to America. He's hiring slave labor workers in foreign countries and paying them slave labor wages. So he could bring back this product and mark it up way beyond what it's worth.
Oh.
So he could become a billionaire. Buy my product, be an American, support America. That's what we're trying to say about all this. We get beyond the politics of it and look at it in a deeper sense. Because you nailed it when you said the CIA is going, the military-industrial complex is going. Make it new. It's the top trend of 2017.
Well, even the presidents, and it was indicated to me that a lot of these false flag terrorist attacks in this country were actually the directly involved CIA. So we can scare people, sell this image, beef up the national infrastructure for protection. We call it the police state. All of this, along with stopping the attacks on countries that pose no threat to the United States, Gerald, all of this stuff is going to come to a grinding halt.
And that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You look at that now, because people have to earn a living. You're 100% right. So now we're saying play the Trump card. Take advantage of the situation. One of our other trends, by the way, is Silicon Valley becoming Rust Belt 2.0. They lost. They're little arrogant people with their T-shirts and their jeans, thinking they know everything and the geek world is it.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well,
so what we're saying is fill this gap with new thoughts, new ideas, new products. Oh, make America great again? Okay, great. When was the again? Start finding when the again was and when you believe it was. Start bringing those products, styles, feels, and emotions back. Make a profit from it. People want the again.
The stage is set. I'm thinking about the inertia. I'm talking probably, Gerald, in the history of the world. We had inventors. We made products. We built companies. We put them on assembly lines. We created jobs. We created supply chains associated to product lines. And all of this business that we have created through the dynamism of energy, of thought, rolling up your sleeves, going to work, creating things. This is the key to this. It's the creation of, and this pent-up energy that's
exactly
been held back for how many years?
You got it, and that's what we're saying. Now is the time to make it happen.
Yep.
Play the Trump card.
And it's going to happen. I've heard the dirty little reports out there that Donald Trump may be assassinated before he takes office. Look,
I don't get involved in that.
This guy. I know you don't. But this guy he's smart enough, and we've seen the history. What was released to the public, Gerald, about the Secret Service? People walking into the White House, for God's sakes, and the Secret Service is supposed to be protecting things. Donald Trump was smart enough to have his own security detail along with the Secret Service, and there has been not one bit of friction between the two of them. They have been told, you people will work together, these are my people, and you're my people too, but look, I need security. So this guy's
Trump
not...
Trump has had security for how many years?
Oh, God. And
so he knows what it's about.
And do you think working around Donald Trump, if you were sloughing or getting drunk or having hookers in your room, do you think they'd be around? No.
That's what I'm saying. It's a different game.
It is.
And so what we're trying to tell the listeners and why I go on these shows like yours is not only to talk about the geopolitics and the economics, but the profit opportunities. True nostalgia is another one of our trends. Make America great again.
Before I
take advantage of this in style and music, because it goes back to the other ones. People don't care about Beyonce. They don't care about Jay-Z or Snoopy Dogg.
And I wanted to speak to that, because perception becomes people's reality. Gerald, when you own the medias in the country, when you own the newspapers, Washington Post, the New York Times, when you have all of this creating your environment for your news, your information and entertainment, what they did is they started to believe what they themselves have crafted, and it was nothing more than a script to a movie. It was not real. They got their asses kicked here because they severely were disconnected, arrogantly so, disconnected, purposely so, from the American people to play out this, I don't know, this god-awful tragic and play that they were doing. And they got their butts kicked. They had no idea what the American people wanted. They kept talking. They kept plugging their ears. You remember when these idiots went out on the trails pushing Obamacare at these town meetings. They were having just these impromptu, we want to hear from you. They were getting their heads pulled off of their shoulders. They did not listen. They went ahead and did it. And now, what I'm seeing right now, there's a reason why there's not a plan for the replacement of Obamacare, because there may not be one. Because the question I kept asking, why is the government involved in health care at all? This is not under the purview of the federal government. This is not their responsibility. This is not what they have been charged to do. Their first priority is to give every state a Republican form of government. And by that I mean, folks, the constitutional republic. And they totally missed it. Gerald, we were almost at a tipping point where if this woman would have gotten in office, or God forbid, there was somehow through tragedy and mayhem and martial law that Obama was in there for another 4 years, this country would have been lost. It would have been gone. It would have been belly up, dead on arrival.
Yep. And so that's the whole thing. What we're saying is it's new. We have a businessman in, not a politician. And by the way, there should be a law, should become another amendment to the Constitution, that politicians should be banned from running for office.
Well, Trump has already said that for 5 years, that you guys ain't coming back to Washington, D.C. to be lobbyists.
And again, we've changed. Look, people used to call me Mr. Gloom and Doomer on the economy. We've changed it. I mean, it's in writing. I mean, we're saying it's positive.
Gerald, what do you think? Do you think I've gotten accolades only from the people that listen to this network, just as the people that would listen to you, but those outside would look at you and go, oh, what's wrong with you? This is not the end of the world. We sat and watched and gathered the information. We looked at the charts. We saw the information. We saw the facts and figures, and from those, using our ability to think, could come up with inescapable conclusions. And for that, you were a wingnut. For that, I was a wingnut. Gerald,
saying now is that it's a new game, and we're urging everybody that wants to create their future to start doing it now. It's an open field.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing in their way.
I can't remember. Gerald, I got to be honest with you. I've not been this giddy since I was a kid coming down the stairs at Christmas morning.
I won't go that far.
Well,
but
I don't know.
I've never been more positive. I'm telling you, you know me a lot of years.
Yeah.
And for what we do, and I'm going on and on all these media and saying, no, we've done a 180 on this. Well, the trend is your friend. You follow the trends. If the market hits new highs, has the biggest spike since between Election Day and New Year's Day since 1952, Dwight D. Eisenhower, small business confidence is up, took a spike as high as it did in 1980, and consumer confidence. And, oh, by the way, look at the data that just came out today. new hirings are down like at a 40-year low. Not hirings, new people signing up for unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like at a 40-year low. So you take this data and you look at it. It's okay, the big change is underway over here. And what we're trying to tell people, profit from this. Think of what Trump did and think how you could do the same thing in your way. If I would be stamping out every damn product I would be making and advertising it made in America with pride.
Oh, boy. And before we, what a perfect way to segue, because I do not do this enough because we're always so crunched for time. But you've been hearing what Gerald's saying. Today is a new day. What is your plans for tomorrow? What is your plans for next week? If you want to know what's going on, and we're not talking about looking or reading an article or something, coming up with a good idea that sounds right, and I'm going to purvey it to you as a forecast. Folks, go to trendsresearch.com. You've been hearing what Gerald's been saying. Take advantage of this Trump effect. Subscribe to the Trends Journal, and I'll tell you what you're going to get here. From the Trends Research Institute, you'll get the trends in the news, the Trends Journal, the Trends Monthly, Trend Alerts, Gerald in the Media, Weekly Frida, Trends TV, Conference News, the Forecast, Books, the Institute. You get a whole bunch of stuff. Folks, let's start using our imagination. Let's start moving forward with positive energy. But you need somebody, a little flagman out there to tell you, you know, okay, don't take this path. You may want to consider this. Take a look at what we're doing here. You can do this, folks. What kind of deals do you have? I know it's been a rough last 10 years for people. Do you have any Trends Research deals? Is there something that is going to make people hop on Trends Journal and sign up here, Gerald?
You know, hey, kid, there's a money-back guarantee. There's no risk. And the other thing is, we know that people are having a difficult time. It's only $99 a year,
okay.
Like 29 cents a day. Oh. I mean, it's not even a cup of coffee.
That's not.
You know, so but for the people that can't afford it, and that's too much for them, we have a discount request page. And we try to make it available to everyone. And thank you for saying this, by the way, because as you were speaking, I wrote three lines down. One, you said, take advantage of the Trump effect. And that's what we're trying to say. And you said it perfectly. Then you said, use your imagination. And you said, we're the ones that provide some of the information. And you said, this is the, and you know the motto of the Trends Journal is, think for yourself. You know, we put it out there, and then you decide. And the other one is, you said, use positive energy. And that's what we're really, really focusing on, John. That's the three things. The Trump effect, use your imagination, and do it with positive energy.
I am so...
And you said how giddy you are.
Oh.
I've changed my forecasts because I see what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and I just call things the way they are.
Yeah.
And you know I'm no Trump fan.
I knew it. And it disturbed me a little bit because I thought to myself, am I being a little overzealous, irrationally exuberant?
So, again, I look at things the way they are. Now, here, I want to put this into really clear context. Prior to Election Day, Wall Street was pro-Clinton. The markets would go up and down with her popularity ratings. The weekend before Election Day, the FBI comes out and says that they're not going to go any further with the looking into Clinton's emails, etc. On that news, it was an expectation that she would spike in the polls. Remember, this happens on the weekend. The day before Election Day, Monday, the market spiked on the belief that Hillary Clinton was going to win by 371 points. That's a fact. That night, Election Day night, the next day, when it looked like Trump was going to win, the Dow futures were down over 800 points. Gold went up over $50 an ounce on the belief that Trump was going to win. The next day, it all reversed, and it became a positive that Trump was going to win. This is important to understand, and people don't remember it, or they blanked it out of their mind if they knew about it. And that's when we started changing our forecast. Again, the trend is your friend. You don't ignore this stuff. It's not what you like or what you wish.
It's what it is. I've seen so many people try to mold what they think they know into a plan of action, and it is so full of holes and misconceptions, and they end up so far off the mark, they wonder what went wrong. Well, it was just, Gerald, it's life. This is life. Your brain is the biological computer that we've been able to basically duplicate using electronics and chips and all that stuff, but the same thing applies. If you put garbage into a computer, what do you expect to come out? If you put garbage and bad stuff in your head, what do you expect to come out? This is so important because people started to, and here's another point I want to bring up before I cut you loose here, Gerald. People were starting to lose their way. They didn't know what to believe, who to listen to, and we almost lost it. And it was palpable. It was real. I did not talk about it a whole lot on the air. For obvious reasons, because I wasn't going to be the doomsayer or the trumpeter of death. I wasn't going to do that. I tried to pick as much positive stuff as we could while still reporting the bad stuff. But today is a new day. I'm looking forward to 2017 being able to maybe pay the bills at this damn network. We've made it through times that were worse than 1929, and we are still here, Gerald. We are still here.
It's great what you do too. That's why I love being on with you. And by the way, it's so important with everything that you just said, and people should really tie into that. Look, I told you I was never a Trump fan, but I also told you we forecasted he would be a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I didn't want him to be a winner, I would have made another forecast. So now I'm in business, right? And I'm the CEO of one of the world's largest advertising agencies, WPP. And my name is Sir Martin Sorrell. Sir. Yeah, the king, the queen knighted you, right?
Mm.
Now, this guy at Davos, this is what he said. Remember, this is one of the world's biggest. Now, would you do business with me, and I'm supposed to guide you, and I guide you in things that I want rather than what are real? He said he admitted that his prediction of Hillary Clinton winning was off because, quote, his predictions were a little bit wanting.
Oh, you mean he was hoping?
He wanted her to win.
He was hoping.
So it's not a prediction, wanker.
Yeah. All right, Gerald.
It's your ego.
Gerald,
and that's what we're telling people to do.
Yes.
Let go of your ego. Look for what is and seize the opportunity.
Embrace it and run with it. It's time for us to breathe again. I haven't been breathing in the last 8-10 years. It's time to take a deep breath. Again, folks, trendsresearch.com, Trends Research Institute, they put out the Trends Journal. You get a lot of stuff, and you get to watch Gerald, by the way. You get to watch him, and you can watch him as much as you want. You don't have to wait an entire month to have him on this network with me, and I want to thank you for spending this hour with us, Gerald. And you notice nobody called because they didn't want to hear themselves talk. They wanted to hear you speak.
Well, thank you for all that you do, John, and anytime I could be on your air, let me know.
Will do, sir, and thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All the best to you. Bye-bye.
You too, sir. Bye-bye. Top of the hour break, folks. We'll be back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.